This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Presents Football Friday.
Nix rolls to his right, design roll, throws the ball back to the end zone. Touchdown, Denver! The catch by Adam Troutman. Really well-designed play.
Looking toward the end zone. Hands a man. Touchdown! That's Garrison again.
It's Allen behind him. Play fake, rolls to the right. Zonka to the end zone! Touchdown, Air Force!
One-man rush, Staub. Big hole up the middle, Staub toward the end zone, ball pops out, and it's covered up by Colorado, and it's a Buffalo's touchdown.
And Kelly, touchdown. Wyoming gets in.
Here's Levant on the right side, pushing his way ahead. He is in. Touchdown, Colorado State. The second touchdown of the night for Roy Devant.
Welcome back into the whole show on a Football Friday presented by Big City Roadhouse. Love the menu so far. I've tried a couple of things and absolutely love it. Big City Roadhouse, you got to stop by and tell them we sent you here from the whole show. And man, we love Football Friday here. Big City Roadhouse. I know at one point we're going to do Rocky Mountain College Kickoff live from there, if Tanner can handle it.
Oh, yeah. I struggle in places with cold beer and TV.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And wings.
That's what I'm saying. Can we get you back
on
the show?
No.
At some point.
No.
It's a lot of pressure.
Dude down the hall, Derbs in studio, Front Range Spare Change just came out a couple of days ago. You've got your picks locked and loaded, ready to go?
Ready. Fired away this week. First week, we bumped it up a little bit.
You're doing pretty good.
Yeah, we're 12-10.
It's not, about 500.
Yeah, for not knowing the state of college football right now, we'll take it.
If you can be above 500 after week two or three, whatever, you got to be feeling pretty good.
Yeah, I feel great.
And then, of course, we've got Mike dancing with himself. But now you're dancing with us, so welcome in.
Yeah, a little two-step.
At least I give you a nickname. Cowboy Tanner just is like, it's Mike.
What? Yeah.
It's Mike.
It's Mike. You won't even say my last name.
You have one?
All right. So we got Rocky Mountain College Kickoff coming up at 2 o'clock. The four of us try to make sense of the world together. And when I say the world of football. And there's a lot to try to navigate through. Some big games coming up. I think there's a lot of pressure on the Buffs. There's a lot of pressure on the Rams. Air Force, a tale of two sides of the ball. Offensively, they looked pretty good. Offensively, they got it going. And then defensively, Utah State looks like a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, we were just talking about it in the hallway, actually, about how I had been talking up Josh Johnson for a couple of weeks, and then backup quarterback comes in and runs for three touchdowns. So,
and somebody had Josh Johnson as the performance
they
of the week.
They did put him back in,
Rocky
to be
Mountain
fair.
College Kickoff. Somebody had that.
Doesn't count.
Who had Johnson? I don't know who.
Derbs.
The Air Force quarterback.
I wasn't here. The Air Force quarterback. Johnson, I think. The exact text we got from Derbs on Rocky Mountain College.
I don't believe it.
Just throw out Johnson. Somebody's got a Johnson on their team, I'm sure. We'll figure that out. All right, so we got all that coming up on the college football side of things. But this segment is our NFL quarterback toilet bowl.
No one knows.
And now I love it because it's actually relatively easy, but we're idiots and dancing to the genius of the crew.
Well, I don't know about that.
How did we fare last week? I couldn't remember which week I took Michael Penix Jr.
So,
I knew I did.
Brady, you had Michael Penix Jr. this week. He had a 27 QBR.
Pretty good.
Tanner had Mac Jones, who played very well, actually, for the 49ers.
Just went off.
A 66.9 QBR.
Nice.
Derbs took Tua. He was coming off of that amazing 2.7 QBR he had in week one, and he went 42.8.
Oh, pretty good.
I had Joe Flacco, and he was at a 30.1. Who do you guys think had the best QBR of last week?
Had the best?
Yeah.
So did Mac have it?
No. Sam Darnold.
Oh, just overall.
Overall.
Mac had the.
Oh, okay.
So,
try to think of last week's game.
How about Herbert?
No, it was Jared Goff last week. Threw for 5 touchdowns, I believe. He was a 94.1. Who had the worst last week? This one's near and dear to my heart. So,
JJ.
Yeah, JJ McCarthy with a 6.1.
He's had one good quarter of football so far.
Yeah, it's been a rough start for him.
So, and you guys could trade for Jared Goff? Because, he went Goff last week.
He really did. Thanks for that. You just completely
you learned just to kind
just
of move
completely
on.
Lost my train of thought.
What Mike just did happened to me, I don't know how many times, 8 years ago when I started here. Mike had me like, you're an interesting creature. Mm-hmm.
You learn just to kind of move on.
And I'm like going realistic, like they wouldn't trade you.
Whenever Michael eagerly jumps up to the microphone and you think, oh, he's got a really hot take here, what's he going to say? You know it's some kind of weird.
It's about to be the dumbest thing you've ever heard
or something
life.
That he's got to do.
So season totals, Brady, you are in the lead with 26.3 average so far. Tanner is in second. He's riding the Cam Ward 7.4 that first week. He's at 37.15.
Not bad.
I just edged out Derbs for third at 46.95, and Derbs is at 47.7.
That's pretty good.
You're in the bottom of the toilet bowl.
Well, I know so much about the NFL.
All right.
I'm ready though this week.
So the way we go, Mike, is whoever finished first last week picks last. Is that how this goes?
Whoever has the lowest QBR.
Yep.
You pick the most complicated.
So Man, Tanner,
I've got an idea. We've got to do.
It's pretty easy.
Tanner is going to have the first pick. Derbs the second. I will be third, and you will be last this week in picks.
Okay.
So Tanner is on the clock with his pick here.
With the number one pick in week three of the quarterback toilet bowl here on the whole show, presented by Mike Danson with Dances with Wolves, I will be taking Spencer Rattler, New Orleans Saints, with my pick.
Oddly enough, I thought he would be somebody who would be off the board for everybody in the first few weeks, and that's the first time we've picked him. So,
it's pretty good.
I thought so, too.
It's pretty good.
Seahawks, pretty good defense.
Ooh. And now Derbs with the second pick in the toilet bowl.
We're going to go off the beaten path again here, because that's what I like to do.
It's working well for you, too.
We are going to go with Trevor Lawrence, Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback.
Who do the Jags have this week?
Texans.
Okay.
Okay. Hmm.
All right. I thought about it, too. Jake Browning's still sitting out there. All right, Mike, you're up.
Yep. I will have the third pick here. And I have 5 names wrote on a list over here, and I'm not going to go with any of those 5 names, actually. So that's how much thought I put into this, I guess. I'm going to take Bryce Young this week. An 0-2 Panther team playing the Falcons, who they may have found out a pass rush last week because they put a lot of pressure on the Vikings. So,
All right. I really like who fell on the board to me, because this was the guy, number one guy on our board all week, and I'm going to go back to that Vikings well of defense, but I'm going to take the backup quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals. Sorry, Michael. I'm taking your boy, Jake Browning, to have the worst QBR this week.
I hope Browning goes off.
That's right. Go off the field, because he'll be so bad.
That's where I was going to go, was to that spot. But I don't know. Like, I don't trust Minnesota. I am so sick of seeing Minnesota Vikings games.
I'm a huge fan of the Vikings, and I'm sick of watching them in primetime, to be completely honest.
It's so bad.
Sorry,
Dance's DoorDash is here. That's why Mike is running around. Showed up early.
My thought about J.J. McCarthy at this point is he is either not the guy and the Vikings kind of know it, or they're being like that helicopter parent at the playground, like making sure their kid doesn't fall off the slide or something like that, and just like hovering around too much and not just letting him go out and play football.
It reminds me of the year the Broncos got Russell Wilson and they had all of those primetime games and then were like, for the love of God, take them off primetime.
They were just like really bad
games. I am so sick of seeing the Minnesota Vikings.
I'm
going to sleep right in when they're in their two-week journey across the pond.
Offensively, it's been a disaster. I think defensively, they've tried to hold themselves in games, but it's just not.
Is Carson Wentz going to help?
I don't know. I think they'll shrink the playbook a little bit and hopefully get the run game going. Christian Darrisaw looks like he's going to be back at left tackle, probably one of the best left tackles in the game. Hopefully that'll anchor the line a little bit better, and I don't know. It's not the start I was expecting.
Yeah, 1-1 though, at least.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I have a quick question about Carson Wentz. From whence did Carson come? Like, what was the last team he was on?
Not only was that bad,
he was with the Chiefs. It might actually be a legitimate question.
The delivery.
He just
lacked.
That was a legitimate question.
He was with the Chiefs last year, I believe. He's been on six teams in the past 6 years. So
there's your answer.
From whence he came.
Thank you.
Yeah, from
thank
whence
you
he came.
That,
from whence he came.
That information.
Why are you being nice to him today?
Oh, I was pretty mean to him the first 2 hours. Usually by the 1 o'clock hour, everyone's so bombed they just
count me in on that, brother.
Everybody starts hugging. You know, hey man, hey brother, give me a hug. We don't need to do this anymore. All right, guys, Rocky Mountain College kickoff coming up at 2 o'clock. Looking forward to that one and seeing where we go on the picks here.
Yeah, I went over last week in the picks.
You got a little too arrogant about it at the beginning of the week, or the beginning of the season. You're like, oh, I'm number one.
Why are you agreeing with them, dude?
I listened to every minute of last week.
Yeah,
you didn't know you were alive last week.
That is true.
While the show is going on. And I followed the guy that was bombed on the picks and went, you know what, I think South Dakota's going to win by 22. That didn't work. 0-4. I am now in the cellar of... the
right where you belong.
For
where you belong.
What is your last name? Why are you even doing here? Yeah.
Brady invited me.
Yeah, I did.
He liked my idea.
I do like the idea, and I like that he's actually keeping track, too. This is fun.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty fun.
It really cost Brady nothing except for, 15, 20 minutes of time.
Yeah, a little bit of friendship. And listeners.
entertaining segment. I want the listeners to follow along with us instead of people making fun of me for mispronouncing a former president of CU. Michael already did, and I had a listener say that.
I thought...
It's Beaupre, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. Was it Bob Beaupre?
Yeah.
Didn't he run for...
Yeah, he was like a senator
or governor,
something. Yeah, maybe he was the governor.
Yeah, forgive me for not knowing who ran for senator.
No.
Senators play the footballs?
When do they? I wasn't making fun
when
of
Bob,
until now.
Bobby Boucher plays football, I'll talk about him.
Didn't Jack Kemp run for office?
Sean Kemp was a hell of a Seattle superstar.
And he also has like 15 kids.
Yeah, he does.
Herschel
and I'll talk
Walker?
About that all day.
Herschel Walker.
I can only talk about half of what he did. Because I don't get into the politics here. So I'm sorry, Texter. That you're a 303, by the way. Shouldn't you be? I don't know. There we go.
Is it okay.
No. All right. 18.
It's Beaupre, idiot.
And I did butcher that, but I honestly figured nobody would care.
If anyone ever heard, if anybody caught the segment of me trying to read the menu for the two restaurants.
Yeah, but apparently this is like a well-known person, and I was like, you know, and Micah came up to me right after the segment, and he's like, hey, not to be, what did you say to me? What did you say? Not to be nitpicky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't want to correct you on the air.
Yeah. You do that to me all the time.
But you deserve
it. Honestly, you could correct me on the air. It would be fine for you to do that.
Okay.
I would just be really pissed off.
Your job would be on the line.
He's probably tired from having to correct Tanner so much earlier.
Well, I mean,
he
to be fair,
my show for an hour, too.
You know, I asked Mike a point blank a question like 20 minutes ago, and he's staring right at me. And I was like, what do you think about Ralphie 7 being on the field? 1-year-old Bison going to be on the field. Stared at me, Nothing. So, you know, in fairness.
Look, I was wondering why they pronounce it Beaupre when it's not.
That's seriously
Beaupre.
What his brain was doing. He was ready to roast me for mispronouncing it.
That's pretty cool they got an American buffalo running for the
no,
Colorado
they did
buffaloes
not. They didn't. It's still a bison.
It's an American
they
buffalo.
They didn't go to Africa and get a buffalo.
Well,
they
no,
got
that,
a bison.
That is an American buffalo that we'll be running.
Not the case. 20 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, Rocky Mountain College kickoff coming up at 2 o'clock. This silly gang will get back together for a full 2 hours, so looking forward to that coming up. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Big City Roadhouse presents Football Friday. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling. Like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
I think we have fun, Michael. I don't think I'm too mean to you. I think we're good. I think we're friends.
I'm not crying.
Yeah, you're not crying. You're fine. Faith texting, and I still need the correct answer. Is it Micah, Mike, or Michael? What's the real name? I just want to call him by the right name. Well, it's all of those things. It can be whatever you want it to be.
Exactly. It is America. Yeah. We have free speech. We have the beautiful First Amendment.
Really
and you know what? You
that.
Can call me what you want.
Are we really going to do the whole free speech thing?
Mm-hmm.
The Jimmy Kimmel
mm-hmm.
thing? Did you see that? I'm not really a late night talk show host guy anyway, so I don't care. That's. I don't think it's funny. I thought I used to watch like Jay Leno, kind of. Conan was funny.
Conan's still funny.
Is he still?
He's
funny?
He's got his own podcast.
Does he do the politics stuff? Because if your opening monologue is just I'm going to rip one side or the other, I don't care. And honestly, that's on both sides. Like if I'm going to watch something, I don't want to be like you're this or you're that. I don't want to get into it, man. That's why I joked about the former president of CU. Like I don't get into the politics stuff on this show. I mean, if something bad happens, unfortunately, we'll bring light to it and talk about it, but. I'm not gonna beat you to death with left, right, or whatever.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
You mean Micah?
Is that your name?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's your real name? Are you sure? Because I've been
it's
calling
possible.
You. It's possible. Faith says, so Skywalker it is then. Ah, you're a big
Skywalker.
Star Trek fan.
How about Picard?
Is that like Skywalker's brother?
Is that when they
that's
were...
the... Taken down
well,
the Death Star.
Kirk's the one that made Skywalker right. possible because Star Trek made Star Wars
well,
possible.
So when did Captain?
So you're welcome.
When did Captain Kirk become Darth Vader, though? Which movie was that? Was that the third movie?
So Star Trek is right. separate from Star Wars. Star Trek is basically better.
Well, they're
than
like
Star
the
Wars.
Same universe, though. Same universe, same kind of characters and stuff.
I mean, they were both created in this universe by incredible writers.
Right, but they're all kind of under the same family. Star Wars, Star Trek, basically the same thing.
Faith, am I pissing you off by saying Star Trek is better than Star Wars?
Star Wars is the same thing as Star Trek. 27 minutes after the hour. Okay, so I wanted to get to this from Smitty yesterday. We were doing Rams Weekly, and Kevin Lytle of the Coloradoan, who covers the Rams, like that's his beat, 100% Colorado State. He picked the Rams to lose this game. To UTSA. And Smitty texted in, and I actually wrote this in my notes for you, Smitty. I said, get back to Smitty's text because we were going off the air. He wrote, oh joy, we're hoping to keep it close versus a G5 team at home in the fourth season of an established coaching staff. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Yeah. UTSA is a 4.5-point favorite. Is that where you want to be? No, it's not where you want to be. Is that? Are you good with that? I'm telling you guys, you can lose to UTSA and not lose your head coach. That's a very real possibility. I think the odds of Jay Norvell getting fired this weekend, next weekend, the weekend after that, the weekend after that even, are very, very, very low to non-existent. But every week, Mike, in a situation like this, when you have Mike McDaniel, for example, every week is another chapter. So last night, he could have had a positive chapter in this hot seat year for him. You beat the Buffalo Bills on their home turf. You saved your job. You gave yourself some leeway for the rest of the next several weeks. This UTSA game is part of that. If you win this game, then that creates, okay, so now suddenly you're sitting at 2-1. You have a chance to go 3-1 against in your non-conference schedule, because maybe the odds look good that you could beat Washington State at home. But if you lose this game, it's just another mark. It's another X by your name. It's like, all right, you lost to Washington. Okay. Kind of expected. Okay, you beat UNC, but it's a check mark, but we're not going to put that in bright green. We're going to put a check mark and a question mark right next to it.
It was more like an asterisk. Or a question mark. We beat UNC?
Yeah, how do we view that? And then UTSA is, I mean, that's a good G5 team. And CSU, are they, do you agree? UTSA, a good G5 team?
Yes, they are.
Is CSU a good G5 team?
Pass.
Yeah.
I've made fun of CSU enough today.
I'm just, listen guys, I follow CSU closely. I do a lot of CSU stuff. I have a good relationship with a lot of the coaches. Jay Norvell's on the show a lot. I don't know, we're not really hanging out, texting each other. But this is the first year that I'm really like, it's put up or shut up time. Because last year, I was optimistic. Part of my picks, part of the reason my picks were so successful, because I believed the Rams were going to turn it on once they hit conference play. And they did. I needed that for the picks, in order for the picks to be successful. But this year, I didn't give them a shot against Washington, and they did cover, but I didn't give them a shot. I did think they would beat UNC. Did not have a spread when that came out, so I just took the win. But that felt weird. What Smitty texted in is true. Like, you could spin it however you want. Well, Rams fans got to calm down. What's better out there? Blah, blah, blah. You're telling your fan base that you are going on to bigger and better things in the Pac-12. If the hope is to keep it close against UTSA, that's not where you'd like to be today. And that's a problem. Faith says, I'm surprised UTSA isn't favored by more. It's at Canvas. 7:30 kickoff, I believe. I mean, a perfect night. The weather's going to be great. It's going to be a packed house, I think. And if the UNC game is any precursor, then I think the students might stick around for this one. It's a little bit later, but they might, especially if this is a lights out kind of game, like a shootout type of game. But you're just, it's not end all be all, but it's important. And then if you lose this one and you turn around and lose, then the Washington State game becomes extremely important. If you lose that game too, now you're talking about 1-3 before you jump into the rest of Mountain West play, or just Mountain West play.
I have supreme optimism just based on 1 week that CSU will beat Washington State. How do you get beat down that badly? Like, you
Who did they lose to last week?
to Texas State, 59-10.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
So the same thing happened to Oklahoma State, and I checked them in their favor this week.
Yeah.
But the difference is they lost to Oregon, and Oregon is Oregon, and they don't rebuild, they reload. They lose their coach, and they reload.
Yeah, Washington State hasn't established themselves to be able to do that.
Yeah, you can get Washington State at Wenchel's.
I don't know, Mike.
I'd like a Washington State with sprinkles.
I was thinking about that text, and I'm like, You got Lytle, who knows more about the Rams than anybody outside of that program. And he's like, I'm thinking UTSA wins. So there's things I like about CSU a lot, man. I'm high on Jackson Warren. I think he could be a really good tight end. I like their rushing attack, but so much of what we talk about in football is about the quarterback position. And if you don't have it, then you better be Ashton Gentry. But even with Ashton Gentry, Mike, like, their quarterback is pretty good. You know, we've seen him put up some big numbers. Even when Gentry was tearing it up, Maddox Mattson is not a bad quarterback at all. And the Rams just don't have that. And is that, obviously, that's on Jay Norvell, because this was the guy that replaced the guy. Clay Millen was the plan, and then he replaced him, and then Jay doubled down like, okay, BFN's this, everybody wants him. Everybody's coming after him. That story just looks bad now, doesn't it? Coming out, I mean, not to say he made it up. I don't believe that. But what did K-State see? You know, we're going to give $600,000 to BFN? I mean, again, it's a lot of, okay, BFN's getting told this. Who was really making that offer? Who knows? But it did link back to K-State, and that's what Jay Norvell went with, and he was upset, obviously, and he should be. We in a perfect world, we would stop having these teams reach out to players when they're not in the portal. But what can CSU to get this going? Got to clean up the turnovers for sure. They're ranked 107th. In rushing yards allowed, with 173 yards allowed, like, per game on the rushing side of it, they have to be able to slow down the run game. They have to be able to clean up the turnovers. That's the big one. That's what they did against UNC, and then against Washington, it was kind of mental stuff. It was the fake field goal that turned out to be just a regular attempt, and then try to go for the fourth down conversion, and then Braden Fowler-Nicolosi throws the interception. And Washington took advantage of both of those opportunities. Still, that by itself is like, kind of feel the same way you do almost about Wyoming and Utah. Like, yeah, they beat you, expected it, but you made it interesting for a bit. You proved that you belonged on the same field, and then you didn't. The UNC game is the last taste in our mouth, and that's a bad taste in the mouth right now for CSU fans. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Got the picks coming up very soon, Michael. I'm going to ask you, like, where you're going on this one. UTSA is a 4.5-point favorite. You're learning the...
So you did not listen to Good Morning NoCo's picks this morning.
I did not listen to the picks because I don't want to be influenced by other people's picks.
Oh, you...
Except
I know
for
you
everyone else's picks... Outside of yours.
You are your own person. You're Mr. Thursday night. You're Mr. Friday picks. I know you're not going to be influenced by other people's picks, but I'm going with UTSA.
Okay, and now I'm teaching you about covering and stuff. In order for UTSA to cover, they would need to win by 5 or more points. Do you think they win by 5 or more points?
I think they win by 7.
So that would then be UTSA covers.
Do I win money?
If you bet money, I'm not promoting that, but if you were to get on a gambling app and place something on UTSA to win by 5, and they did, then you would win money. Yes.
Will you give me money?
Well, no, because I'm not. I mean, if you want to give me the money and treat me like a bookie, I think that's illegal. So I'm going to say no. I'm not going to break the law for you to make $1 million.
I think that would be wise because I would probably lose anyway.
I think everybody loses anyway when it comes to gambling, to be real honest with you, Mike. Here's my advice I give on gambling. If you have it, if it's play money that you were going to use for lunch, that's my philosophy. I don't make money off of it. Skip lunch, bring a peanut butter jelly sandwich in, use that. That's fine. But if you start like, if you're starting to eat into your, you know, you got a mortgage to pay and all that stuff, and, you know, it's like, okay, it's either this or, you guys know, you don't need me to tell you. I always view it as, if you have a few bucks lying around and you're going to use that, either buy Legos or you're going to place it on the Broncos to beat the Chargers, or if you're going to buy a DVD, people don't buy DVDs anymore.
I buy DVDs.
If you're going to, you know, this week, instead of downloading that new Lindsey Stirling album, Mike, there you go, I'm going to wait a couple weeks and then I'm going to do this instead. That's my philosophy with it. I don't throw 50s and 100s and 200s and stuff. I just randomly sprinkle in a couple bucks here and there. If I do, and again, there's teams that I'm not supposed to mess with and I don't, and that's where I kind of stay.
So you go with the easy ones. You never go with like this team, I have to put in $20,000 and I get $15 back.
No, I'm talking like a couple bucks and then you win like, you know, a couple bucks back or something. It's just, yeah, whatever. Primarily do that with baseball to make baseball a little more interesting. That's why I did the whole beard thing. It was kind of like a bet, right? It's betting on my face. And the Rockies were boring me to tears. And I was like, how do we inject some life into the Rockies, into my viewing habits of the Rockies when they are this terrible in the month of July?
Well, you have to
just do a shaving thing.
Bench clearing brawl. That'll inject some life into the Rockies.
Thankfully, it's Football Friday and we don't have to talk about it, but they might not get to 42. I thought last night might have been their best chance. So you like UTSA to win by a touchdown. And
exactly.
An extra point. How do you feel about Wyoming and CU?
I like CU to beat Wyoming by more than the points that were put on the Vegas.
I think we should record these. Betting advice. I like more than the points that Vegas said.
Well, technically they are being recorded, and you can find the recording on 1310kfk.com, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
Or wherever you get your podcasts downloaded from.
Yes.
Air Force and Boise State. Air Force is an 11.5-point underdog. So that means the game is it's already 11.5-0 Air Force right now.
I think Boise takes the victory on this one.
Do they win by 12 or more?
Yeah, probably.
There we go. Okay, Texter
Shear. Both Broncos win this weekend.
Okay, I had heard this, and here's the thing. I'm not reporting this. I'm going to read the text, okay, Mike? I'm not reporting this. I'm reading the text. Old Ram fan. Old man Ram. Okay, old man Ram. I like that. Jackson is on campus walking in a boot. That was me swallowing hardly. Hardly? Hard. Swallowing hard.
Which Jackson? There Jackson. Didn't say. They said well, the Jackson way, could be Bob Jackson.
Spelled it with an X. So I'm guessing it's Jackson Warren. Brady, sorry, wasn't calling you out about the Ralphie story. Just trying to protect you from the bluff fans before they accuse you of bad-mouthing them, then ripping you. P.S. I'm an old man Ram. No, all good. I screw up names all the time. It happens, Mike.
Well, you know, just those bus fans can be, like, pretty brutal, so just beau pray they don't come after you.
Listening, Smitty says, listening to you, Michael, talk about betting spreads is like Go Pokes talking about the forward pass.
Burn.
That was pretty good, man. That was pretty good. I'm trying to teach Michael because he was so excited last night. He texted me and he goes, "You won! You're 3-0!" And I was like, Mike, the Bills didn't cover. And he's like, "What? What does that mean?" Well, they had to win by 13, and they won by 10.
I'm guessing most people realize that I don't gamble very often.
I don't know that you've ever gambled. 43 minutes after the hour. No, all good, old man Ram. And that is unfortunate because Jackson Warren's is my guy. I'm a sucker for an awesome tight end, and that's certainly who he is. 43 after the hour. Mike, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, Mike, we got to be fast here because the picks, we've all been waiting all week patiently for the picks, and those are coming up next. So let's get to it. It's The Whole Show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Don't sweat it, NoCo. With cooler temperatures upon us, that only means more red-hot takes on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
All right, Mike, it's the picks time. We're 8-6 on the year. 8-6. Started off 2-0 last week. Felt really good. We need it. Here we go. The UNC Bears are a 1.5-point favorite against Houston Christian. The Bears will get this win, and they will cover 1.5. They will finally see the ball go through the hoop. Boise State at Air Force. I like that Air Force offense. Their defense can't be as bad as it was against Utah State, right? All right, give me Air Force plus the 11.5. Give me that plus there. I'm going to take that. Colorado State, UTSA. The Rams are 4.5-point dog. Don't like that last text. Give me UTSA minus 4.5. Wyoming at Colorado. The Buffs are 12.5-point favorite now. I like the Wyoming Cowboys to win. Broncos, Chargers. Chargers are a 2.5-point favorite. Originally, I had the Broncos to lose this game. And I'm taking the Broncos to win. They're taking down the Chargers. There you have it. Northern Colorado covers, wins. Air Force covers. UTSA covers. Wyoming wins outright. And the Broncos win outright. You're welcome. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.